You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
8 o'clock this morning was the time that Sun International gave us their SENS announcement of their interim results for the 6 months ended the 30th of June 2024. I'm joined on the line by Sun International's CEO Anthony Leeming to take a look at these numbers and try and make sense of the company's performance at the stage. Good evening, Anthony. Lovely to speak to you again. Tough environment for consumers in South Africa, but your numbers suggest you're still doing well.
Yeah, good evening, Jimmy, and good evening to your listeners. Yeah, it's been a tough environment. I think with our sort of portfolio of assets, hotels and resorts doing really well, benefiting from international tourism as well as local. Our Sunbet platform on the online side doing exceptionally well with strong growth. And then you've got our urban casinos that probably not as well as you'd like, but ultimately starting to bottom out, and we think good growth potential going forward. So the mix of the portfolio produced a credible sort of 5% revenue growth and EBITDA at 4%. With our earnings growing quite a lot stronger than that, it's close to 10%.
Anthony, let's zoom into that online platform, the Sunbet business. Obviously, coming out of the necessity that was COVID, looking back on it now, almost a blessing of sorts. I mean, you probably would have had it in the pipeline as a business, but the acceleration and bringing it to life sooner rather than later has clearly paid off.
Yeah, it has. But I mean, having said that, you know, we think we've still got a lot more growth to come in the online space. We're still not the biggest operator by a long way. And, you know, we've got a big share of the casino, urban casino market, but not so much online. So we've experienced great growth. We have a great product. And we believe we have a great offering to, you know, to package the land-based casinos as well as the online, as well as our resorts and hotels. So for the consumer, we think we've got a great offering and therefore a lot more growth to come in the online space.
Mm. Anthony, when we look at that online space, how is it different from kind of the rest of the business? I mean, Sun International has been at the traditional casino model for many, many, many years. And to now pivot into a new kind of digital space obviously allows you to attract new kinds of clients from different geographies without having to put money into it in the form of actual physical buildings. Are you finding that that space is looking better than the traditional space, or do you still have those clients that prefer the traditionals?
Oh, look, so the traditional casinos are still the bulk of our business. And obviously, I think the customer goes to normally their closest casino. Some do move around, but clearly it's much more convenient to go to a local casino that's close to you. Whereas obviously on the online space, it's very easy to switch between one operator and the other. The products are similar. So we got to look at how we differentiate ourselves, how we can be the best operator. And we think complementing our land-based casino with the online offering and with hotels and resorts, we can go away and casino gambling, really is beneficial for the customer from a loyalty perspective and from just offering them more. And I think giving back a bit more in the online space and land-based is really where we've got a big advantage over some of our competitors.
Mm. Anthony, speaking of that physical space, casinos, do we have an update on the Pyrmont acquisition?
A little bit. Comcom, we have extended the approval till the end of the month. We do believe they'll shortly make a decision, and that gets referred to the tribunal. So that's still not a certain exact date. Then on the Gauteng Gaming Board, we're waiting for that hearing. We have been approved by the KZN Gaming Board. So ultimately, I think it's still going to be a little bit, probably Q1 next year, we should be through all the hurdles and hopefully implementing the transaction.
Sounds like there's a lot of hurdles and a lot of red tape that goes into these sorts of deals. Anthony, I want to move to the hotels and sort of accommodations and resorts business. That's, we really have seen struggle to get back to normality, so to speak, post COVID period, just the hospitality sector as a whole, not specifically Sun International. How are you seeing the space at the moment? Are we seeing an increase in domestic and foreign tourism? Are we now getting kind of back into the swing of things and finding momentum?
Yeah, look, I think I'll disagree a little bit. I think we bounced back pretty quickly, really around local leisure demand, with not many people traveling. So initially that came back pretty quickly, and then the conference business also bounced really nicely. And then we've been followed now by international, then obviously particularly Cape Town, which has boomed. But that's also starting to feed into all the lodges and around the other areas. So I think tourism is starting to do really well and has recovered pretty nicely, and particularly the Sun International portfolio. We're less reliant on a pure business travel hotel other than the Maslow. But certainly, you know, Sun City done exceptionally well, growing top line at room rates at 13%, occupancy holding up, Table Bay exceptional strong growth on both occupancy and and room rates, and that's primary international demand. So we have actually enjoyed quite a boom in tourism, being at the right end, conferencing, international tourism and local leisure.
Anthony, let's reflect on that dividend. Bumper increase in the interim dividend, obviously reflective of a stronger performance within the business, but also of more positivity from, I suppose, from a management team to say, look, we kind of are optimistic around what's happened and where we are headed.
Yeah, for the since we started paying dividends, you know, we've been paying about 75% of adjusted earnings. And even over that time, we continue to de-gear. So it just shows the cash generation ability of the business. And so be able to return cash to shareholders. I think over the last 2 years, we returned over $2.2 billion in dividends as well as share buybacks. We've completed roughly $200 million share buybacks. So a very cash-in business and really producing great returns for shareholders.
How do you position a business like that going into the second half of the year, understanding that there will obviously be a lot more to come with people might potentially benefiting from a lower interest rates or a reduction in interest rates and just general positive sentiment seemingly coming back for the South African consumer?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, we're the type of business that really is about the consumer. So I think everything we do is about trying to look after them and make them want to come back to us. So, you know, that's not going to change. So ultimately, consumers can choose to either go gamble or not. So giving them that experience that they deserve and really give them value for money is what it's about. So I think that will hold true even when they've got money or in tough times or good times. And certainly we see a lot of tailwinds coming. I think the less load shedding, interest rates reductions, lower inflation, the government of national unity. So a lot of positive sentiment. And we think that's very good for the consumer and ultimately very good for our type of business.
Anthony, the Peermont deal is kind of doing its own thing, it's waiting for its own approvals and everything. Are you looking at anything else? Are you seeing any other areas of opportunity, perhaps not in acquisitions, perhaps in partnerships as well? I mean, there were some international hotel companies that came through and partnered with you on the management of their businesses. Are you seeing other sorts of opportunities coming up?
Yeah, we are looking at a little bit of online expansion in Africa. Certainly Botswana should hopefully by the end of this year, as well as Namibia. We've got a Roots operator license in Botswana. We've just been awarded a 500 positions. So it's incremental. You know, online is you don't have to invest significant capital. We have the platform and we have the technology. So rolling out, there's a few differences, payment gateways and the like. But we have the ability to roll out quite easily and not that expensive. So certainly that's a great market for us to try and penetrate. And we'll continue to look at some other African markets. But at this stage, I think Peermont's going to be a big nut to crack and a lot of focus on there on integration and the plans around that.
What does that integration look like before I let you go, Anthony? Is it something where you're looking at potentially something like a rebranding exercise, or is it more around just making sure that what Peermont previously had in terms of systems and things lines up with the Sun International Group and then taking it from there?
Look, it's a bit of both. I think Empress is really a great asset. I mean, there's not a lot we can sort of make it much better, but I think what we can bring is the Sun MBG loyalty program, the brand that can enhance their customer expectations and their customer reward from being a member of the MBG brand. So I think using what they've got, it really is a great product. They have some great issues in their loyalty. We've got to combine them, make the customer better off both sides and on the online space as well. Their customers can join us as well as all our resort properties. So we think we've got a compelling offering for their customer and joining the sort of the MBG brand. We're not going to go and change Empress to anything different other than put the overriding Sun International brand and our loyalty program in place and continue to grow. So a lot of work around the customer facing and a lot of work around process and systems will be the issues for the next 6 months or 2 years.
Certainly a busy 6 months ahead for you and the team. We'll leave it at that and we wish you the best of luck. We'll catch up sooner rather than later, I hope. That was Anthony Leeming, CEO of Sun International, joining me to reflect on their first half of the year's performance as well as how they're gearing up for the second half of the year.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.